Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we've read over the last few days, and in fact it came into effect on the 1st of July, that you have to fill in an online form when either entering or exiting the country. And that is both, I believe, for South Africans and for non-South Africans. The claim is that it's going to improve efficiency. I can't understand what efficiency it's going to improve if there was no requirement to do so in the first place. What I do hear is that the airports have been just a little bit of a mess. People are completely confused. And I wanted to try and figure out what this is all about. Joining us this morning, we will be chatting to Desmond Latham. He's an aviation expert. Very, very good morning. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're well.
Hello, Howard, and lovely to be back. Morning to you, the listeners.
Great to chat to you. Do you have any understanding of what this is about? It seems to have come out of nowhere, but I do recall some time back this was spoken about.
Well, it's been on the cards for some time. It's part of the biometric and digitalization that's been going on at Home Affairs and SARS for some years now. So it's not a big surprise. I mean, if you traveled via conduit points such as Mexico, US, back here, you'd have to fill out these forms previously. People are just not aware of that, I think, because they're used to flying HB. But if you had transit points in South African law, you have to present them with proof of the goods. Mm-hmm. So that's all part of the change. I mean, the other change which has happened is that you can take out 100,000 rand in cash from South Africa now. Up until the beginning of this year, just 25,000. So it's gone up 400% technically. So it's part of the same ruling. The thing that's concerning people is that the communication has not been clear. So that's led to consternation because of the understanding that's going to slow everyone down at the airport, which I think may happen. The queues will be slower from the first, because some of the officials are also getting used to what they're doing and what you need to present. But the idea is you go to SARS, it's a digital process. I haven't tested it myself yet, but I hear it's working. But if you have any confusion about it, you're allowed to take your own personal goods out, like laptops, even expensive ones, and return them. You don't have to fill out a form saying where you got it. But as I always say to people, the best thing to do is take photographs of yourself with your goods in South Africa before you leave, with a date and timestamp, just in case. And if you show it to the customs official, if they get chirpy, they kind of accept it. So that's the broad overarching reason, is to facilitate actual movement through the border rather than slow it down. But because of the lack of comms, it has proven to be a bit challenging.
Where do they even check this?
As you enter the kiosk. When you leave the kiosk, you'll be asked by customs officials if you have anything to declare. And then when you walk through the green and red zone, that's where you're supposed to declare. If they ask
Yes. So, that's how it currently works. But I'm saying to you, when you do they check that you've filled this in? Is the airline responsible? Is it the person at passport control? Where does this?
It won't be passport control. You'll get that question as you pass through. So for most of us, you won't really notice anything. It's just that if they stop you and say, where is your clearance
from SARS? Oh, I see. So it's just what you need to have done it. And then if you are stopped, you've got your form already filled in and done.
Correct. I hear that because Home Affairs runs the kiosks, and SARS runs the custom area.
Yes. Well, that's what I was wondering. And then I thought, well, maybe it's, you know, when you check in to a flight, that they see if you've got a visa. Maybe that's where they ask you if you've got
some
that.
I am hearing that some people are being asked that. But the bottom line is, legally you have to do it. So everyone flying has to go to SARS and you have to get a clearance. You get a little QR code that you can scan. It's on their site. You just fill it out. You've got to do it 24 hours before you, but within, before 24 hours. So if you're leaving tomorrow at 7 a.m., it's too late. You need to do it within that period. But I think there's also going to be a time over the next few weeks where they will allow some
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, sometimes, you know, there's a you know, sometimes you have to get on a flight immediately. There's an emergency. There's a reason, you know, and you don't have a clear 24 hours. It's not always possible.
That will be waived. So as with other reasonable person tests, when there's a crisis, those circumstances, they waive the rules. You've just got to make it known. It's a difficult situation when it's a change. So technically it is an improvement, because the previous system was writing on pieces of paper and handing them in, as we all know, and that was useless, really.
Yes, and there were concerns there about criminality and people... Yeah. So overall, your thought on this is you don't seem to be particularly bothered by it. There aren't concerns really that you're seeing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's a kind of initial frustration, but having traveled like you and others on the call, no doubt, a lot. I know that when there's a change towards digitalization, there's often a kind of pushback. And we don't trust our systems, so that's part of the problem. The idea of speeding up digitalization and biometrics, you know, in the future we'll be able to process ourselves like we do going through Australia, for example, or even Turkey.
Israel's the same. I mean, I think we are one of the few countries that when we travel into Israel still have to go to a kiosk. Most other countries, you use a little terminal there and it's automated.
Well, that's part of the change that we're hoping is a positive change. But I can see that in other border posts, it's for all transport in and out of the country. So you can imagine buses going through the border, they're going to be hit by this, and people don't have access to the internet. So, but every traveler has to have it, international or local, a tourist or not. So it's like with the previous birth certificate process, which was a disaster. I don't think it's going to be in that aegis when it comes to as heinous as that process where you had to produce a birth certificate for your children to leave the country, which is just and enter the country. I mean, that was really bad for tourism.
And that was
damaging to our, it actually damaged our GDP by 0.02% or something.
Unbelievable.
You know, it had a ramification where the technocrat didn't really think it through properly. And this case is different. This is where the overarching idea is to streamline and digitalize, which the whole world is doing. So there will be frustration at first, and some of the officials will play fast and loose. It depends who you get at which border post, at what time, and so on. That's going to happen, no question about it, because that's how our bureaucrats work. But in the long term, I don't think we should be negative about this at all. I think it's positive. I mean, one of the big things that's changed is the rand has dropped against the dollar by 30% in 18 months, and now we can take out more rands because of that. And I think that you have to support officials in saying, well, we understand our currency is weaker than it used to be, so you can take out four times more now.
Yeah, that's true.
You can be changing it to euros and dollars. It just can't make sense. So they've thought about that.
Right.
So I don't think we should be too cynical all the time about decisions.
No, I think this is a very important perspective, because I think maybe I'm guilty of it as well, is sort of the default is a little bit cynical, and it is good to get this perspective and to see it from another point of view. Desmond Latham, I do need to leave it there. Thank you as always, and thank you for bringing us that perspective and for grounding us, even though you're an aviation expert. Oh, that's terrible.